When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate that. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about what is your growth fuel? What is your growth fuel? What are you using to keep yourself going and motivated, inspired? What are you using to inspire yourself? And so I want to get into it really quick today. We got lots of stuff to cover. Again, a massive, massive, it's a very simple concept, but there's so much to cover in here. So I want to get to that really, really quick. I really appreciate y'all coming in today. I know there's people watching from all over the place. There's people that I know are listening that can't be in my chat room today. But if you happen to be here and you get into the chat, please do that. Get in, let me know where you're listening from and where you're at. And I would love to be able to say hi and acknowledge that you're here and let you know, hey, you know what? I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the people that have reached out. I appreciate the comments and the likes and loves and shares and whatnot. If you're listening, no matter where you happen to be, please like it, love it, share it, subscribe. Inspired Choices Network is a free download. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, TV shows, whatnot, it's free download. Download it, share it all over the place. The goal is to have meaningful connection with more than 10 million men globally in the next 24 months. So you know what? The only way I do that is by engagement and people reaching out and saying hi and connecting and sharing all over the place. So please, please, please share it all over the place and subscribe to the channel. There's a lot of, Inspired Choices Network's got, I don't know, 20 plus hosts that have phenomenal, phenomenal wisdom and phenomenal content that you can plug into, not just mine, but everybody's. So I challenge you to do that. I want to do a quick thing, and I've talked about an acorn before, but in terms of what is your growth fuel? An acorn, if we put that acorn seed on my driveway, it's going to get a little bit of water and it's going to get a little bit of sun. So it might pop open, right? It's going to grow a little bit. It's going to expand a little bit, but it's never going to reach its potential. Why? Because of its circumstance, where it's sitting, right? On the driveway, it can't grow there. It can't put down good roots there. It's not getting the nutrition it needs to grow. The fuel it needs is in the dirt. It's in the soil. So we need to put that acorn in the soil, in a perfect place, in a place where it's going to get the nutrients it needs, because it needs that dirt to hold on to it and to provide it with the nutrients. So in our lives, the challenges we face and the things that, and you've heard me say this before, but the things that we face every day, those challenges day to day to day to day, that's the dirt, the soil we need. Because it holds those challenges hold the nutrients we need to grow. And I want to touch on that really deeply, because that those struggles and challenges are giving us the fuel that we need to grow. And a lot of times we push back on that, on those challenges. We push back on no, I don't want it to be hard. I don't want it to. We need to embrace that. Not that we want more challenge, because there's enough stuff that happens in our lives without needing any kind of help that causes challenges for us, right? That we struggle with. Some of that we can alleviate. Who do we know what our worth and our value is? That'll help. Do we have programs? And we're going to talk about some of those things today. I'm so excited about this topic because it touches every aspect of our life. It goes into every piece. What are we using as our growth fuel? Do we even want to grow? And I want to touch on that. What does it matter? This first segment, what does it matter? Why are we even thinking about it? What's the point? Less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development. Less than 3%. Why? comes back to the concept of why does it matter? And I want to talk just it without the proper fuel to grow, we stagnate and go backwards, right? A Ferrari, it needs high test fuel. Why? It's a performance unit. If I put crap fuel in, I'm going to get crap performance out. If I put garbage into my mind, I'm going to get garbage out of my mouth and garbage in my life. Why? Because they are connected. I can't put garbage in and expect positive good things to come out. It doesn't work that way. I have to be able to put intentional positive growth happens with good fuel. Intentional positive growth happens with good fuel. What are you reading? What are you writing? What are you listening to? What podcast are you listening to? You need to be listening to the long bearded guy and the other hosts that are on Inspired Choices Network. Why? Because that's good content. That's going to fill up your mind with good, positive stuff. And it doesn't mean you're going to agree with it all. It doesn't mean that you just shut off your brain and just absorb it all. That's not what I'm talking about. Are you still going to have discernment? Are you still going to check and question it? Yes, for sure. But if I can put good stuff in, my life starts to change. I'm going to get good stuff out, right? Four or five books showed up this week. Winning the Day, Jose Escobar, one of my sponsors, his book came out this past week. It showed up the other day. I got to take a picture of it and put it online for him. But that's good stuff. Why? Because it's bookending. It's one of the ways to make myself move forward intentionally, positive stuff that's going to help me grow. A person's passion. I want you to write this down. If you don't have a journal, by the way, get a freaking journal. Get something to write with and write this stuff down. You're not going to remember. We need to make 2023 a change. We can't. That's textbook definition of insanity, is doing the same thing, expect a different result. If you're not writing this stuff down, you're not going to remember. So I challenge you, make 2020, stop all the crap. Put it all away and go, you know what? This is going to be a year of intentional positive. And the only way to do that, one of the only ways to do that is to write stuff down. If you're not journaling, I challenge you, journal. It doesn't have to be pages and pages and pages every day. A little bit, write something. Take notes. When you hear good stuff as it's going in, make sure as you listen to good stuff, podcasts like this or anything else, or you're reading a book, keep a journal right there. Why? Because you're going to hear stuff that you want to write down. You're going to read stuff you want to write down. You need to be writing it down. Why? Because you won't remember. Most people will not retain more than 10% of what they hear, even with good notes. Most people need to hear something a minimum of 10 times before it starts to sink in. So write it down. That helps them put it inside of you. So grab a pen and paper. Grab something to write down. Write this stuff down with. Write it on the wall. I don't care. I do that in my bedroom. I put a chalkboard paint on the wall, clear. And I just walk up to the wall and just start writing on it. A new idea, I just write it down so I don't forget. I carry a journal everywhere. I get heat from my buddies because I'll take a journal into a theater to watch a movie. And they're like, you're going to sit in the dark for 2 hours. What are you doing? But I might hear something in that movie that I go, I want to remember that. And I'm not going to. So I write it down in my journal. Have a journal, write stuff down. I challenge you for 2023. I guarantee you, if you write stuff down, you'll remember it better. Once you remember it better, you can implement it. I'll get off my soapbox. Fortunately, I'm on a soapbox. That's what my platform is about. I want you to write this down. A person's passion is the fuel that drives their purpose. I'm going to say it again. A person's passion is the fuel that drives their purpose. A person's passion, what do they get excited about? What do you get excited about? Because that passion is what's going to be the base fuel of what drives your purpose. I talk lots about the difference between and versus being versus doing. There's nothing wrong with doing. We need to do. At some point, we got to execute. We got to put boots in the ground and make stuff happen. So I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with doing, but doing should be an extension of who you're being. Your doing should be an extension of who you're being. and who you're becoming, because that's a natural progression. That way, it's not just willy-nilly doing whatever. I'm not just keeping busy just to, for the sake of keeping busy. There's some strategy to that. There's some purpose to that, to the doing, which is coming out of my passion. What am I passionate about? I don't know if you can tell, I get very passionate about sharing and teaching and putting some of this wisdom out that I've gleaned over the years and years. Real quick, where did I write it here? What's personal growth? Again, why does it matter? What's the point? Why does it matter? Personal growth is development of your skills, wisdom, and character. Personal growth is development of your skills, wisdom, and character. How do you do that? Pouring in, reading, good podcasts, intentionally, right? Gaining the tools we need in an ever-changing world. You may have gained your skills in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 2000s, 90s, whatever. Is that going to work in 2023? Some of them will. Some of them will not. Why? Because things change. Life changes. Priorities change and shift. As you get older, things shift. Society changes and shifts. So we need to gain the tools we need in an ever-changing world. We need to change to keep up with it. Because if you stop, you're not just holding pat anymore. Life's moving so fast. If you stop, life's passing you by. You're actually going backwards. Making personal growth is making our lives what we want them it to be. Making our life what we want it to be is personal growth. The best way to predict the future is to design it and then execute. Becoming a better version of ourselves is personal growth. I'm not compared to anybody else. My journey isn't for anybody else. Your journey isn't for anybody but you. And there's compared to anybody else is a fool's errand, because it's going to frustrate the crap out of you. So you don't want to do that. It's, am I better today than I was yesterday? Am I a better human being today than I was yesterday? And I go back, and you've heard me say it before, I have to be willing to sacrifice who I am today to become who I'm supposed to be tomorrow. Becoming a better version of ourselves. And then personal growth is relevant to every area of our life. And I mentioned that off the top. It's relevant in every piece of our life. It doesn't matter what part of our life we talk about, for it to be relevant, personal growth, we can be growing intentionally in every area of our life. They all need attention. So that's one. Personal growth is caused by change. Typically, we don't change. We don't want to change until there's a big reason. So caused by change, big life events. Somebody, a parent dies, we lost of a job, divorce, something major happens in our life. We talked about this during Foundations. And if you haven't heard that, those episodes, go back and listen to Foundations, all three of them. Why? Because that's the base of that. Big life events happen, rocks our foundation. We have struggles, new relationships will cause personal growth. Spiritual enlightenment will cause personal growth. Tragedy in our life will cause personal growth. Major loss become catalyst towards one's why, becoming big enough to fuel not just the desire to change, but the guts, the intestinal fortitude it takes to make that happen and to stick it out. We can be inspired by other people, but we have to motivate ourselves. We want to execute what needs to get done. But that only happens. Personal growth is caused by change, big change, major things, major shifts in our life. So we don't want to push that away. Why? Because that holds those big things, all these changes, challenges, though that's the dirt and the soil we need. Why? Because it's got the nutrients we need to grow. All of those things, we can learn so much about ourselves. There's so much to learn at the bottom, in the valley. We love being on the mountaintop, for sure. That's a great place to be. But at the end of the day, we need the time and the space to learn in the valley. Personal growth comes in the valley. But if my why is not big enough, if my fuel isn't high octane, I am not going to power it out to make sure that I get from the valley back onto the top of the mountain. to gut it out when it's hard, to gut it out when everybody says, don't do it anymore. By the way, stop listening to the people around you that say, don't do it. They're trying to hold you back. And they know they're doing it from a place of love, a lot of them. Some of them, it's coming from love. Some of it's just they don't want to be challenged. They don't want that to be feel convicted when they see you're making strides forward and you're growing and you're getting better and you're becoming more you, better versions of yourself. And they get convicted by that. So then they're trying to poo-poo it. Oh, you're just being better than the rest of us. You're just holier than thou. And that's not the case. And you deserve, you are worthy of it. But you have to hold on. What is your growth fuel? What are you using to inspire yourself, to motivate yourself, to keep going forward? We need to take a quick break, but I want to do a couple quick shout outs. First one is to Jose Escobar. That's his new book. If you don't have, it's called Winning the Day. Great book. The Entrepreneur's Guide to Morning and Evening Routine Mastery. And he's done incredible things with that. So he's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the Morning and Evening Routine Mastery program that's changing people's lives. Buy the book. You can connect with them there with that. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And the other one, the second shout out I want to do today, this afternoon, is my sponsor, Kat Schwarz. Incredible lady, incredible, love her to death. Is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services. And she offers a complete range of unique approaches to treating physical and mental health challenges. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Incredible lady. And thank you to all of my founding sponsor partners. I love them all. I can't do this without them. I can't do this without you as the audience and the listenership. So you know what? Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk in the next segment, some quotes that I would like to share about finding and holding on to what your growth fuel is. Don't forget to pause and breathe through this break. Pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Help ground yourself. Help get in the moment. Give yourself the gift of being present right here, right now. Don't go anywhere. You're with the long bearded guy. That's me, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with. We're talking What is your growth fuel? You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspire Choices Network. Let's keep going. What does it matter? We've talked about that. Why does it matter? We've talked about that. I want to give you a couple of quick quotes. And again, write these down because we're not going to remember. Write them down. John Maxwell said, growth inside fuels growth outside. Growth inside fuels growth outside. So it starts from inside. It's mindset. It starts with our brain. It starts with our mind. Where are we thinking? What are we pouring in? What are we feeding it? What's the growth fuel we're using? What are we putting in? Growth inside fuels growth outside. The one secret ingredient to everything that ever matters in life is passion. Jeff Hoffman said that. The one secret ingredient to everything that ever matters in life is passion. Passion is fuel. We're going to keep coming back to that. Growth fuel is what? If our why is big enough, if our passion, if our definite major purpose is a must, I got to do it. That will fuel us in a positive way. Abraham Maslow said, in any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or step back into safety. Oh, ouch. In any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or step backward into safety. That's throwing down the gauntlet. That's a punch right in the throat, right? If I'm stepping back, I'm trying to be safe. And that's not going to give me growth. I either step forward into growth or backward into safety. Who said that one? I don't know. Unknown, author unknown. Your potential expands, and write this down because this is key. Your potential expands as you move towards it. You could never know what you're capable of because as you get to it, your potential allows you to go even further. When I'm on a mountaintop, I can see other mountaintops. Can't see those mountaintops from a valley. Your potential expands as you move towards it. You could never know what you are capable of. We don't know what we're capable of. Why? Because as we move towards that, as we get to it, our potential says, no, no, if I get that far, I can go farther. And so my potential allows me to go even further. A person's passions are the fuel that drive their purpose. Ooh, powerful. A person's passions are the fuel that drives their purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, that's a good place to start. What's your purpose? A person's passions are the fuel that drive their purpose. Buddha said, the mind is everything. What you think, you become. Uh-oh. The mind is everything. What you think, you become. What have you been thinking about? If you spend a lot of your time thinking lack, guess what you're going to get? That's what you become. Think abundance in a positive way. We don't want abundance of crap in our life. We don't want abundance of negative. We want abundance of positive. But a positive abundance coming. Who said that? I'm not sure. Mindset is everything. One's success begins and ends with it. In between, it's grit and passion that carry you through. Mindset is everything. One's success begins and ends with it, with your mindset, what you're thinking about. But in between the beginning and the end is grit and passion that carry you through. Intestinal fortitude, that why, it that passion, I got to get it. It's not a would like to, it's not a, if it happens, it's okay. No, it's a must. I've got to. There's nothing. It's a burning in my belly. I have to have it. I have to be there. That must happen. My 10 million men in 24 months is a must. I have to get there. I will get there. How do I know that? Because there's no burn the bridge, burn the boats. There's no going backwards. It's all going forward as much as I can, as putting it out there. Papa said he'll bless it. So I got to get the message out, put the message out. Why am I on online with you today? I'm getting the message out. I'm putting the message out. Hey, there's hope. Hey, I'm challenging you to find whatever the best, highest octane fuel you can use for your own personal intentional growth. I'm trying to give you some tools to help with that. Growth and comfort cannot coexist. Eric Wall said that. I thought that was very powerful. Growth and comfort cannot coexist. It means you can be comfortable or you can grow. You can't have both at the same time. And if you're comfortable, that's great. And that may be fine for you. If you want to be comfortable and that's where you're at, great. Great. But at the end of the day, if you want to grow, you got to get off the couch. You got to be in the game. You've got to be in the arena. Putting it out there. If you don't have any challenges in your life and it's easy and it's just flowing, that's not Papa blessing you. That's you not pressing hard enough. And that may hurt, and that may, you may listen to me, you may be listening to me going, Gord, you know, kiss my butt. You may not like that. It doesn't change what's true. If you don't have new challenges every day, you're not pushing hard enough. And if you really want to grow, intentionally grow, I'm talking to the 3% that absolutely must and want to grow. And I'm challenging the other 97% of you. You can't bitch and whine and moan because your life isn't what you want when you're not doing what you need to do to get there. If you're not doing the bits and pieces to get there, stop whining and complaining because your life's not what you want it to be. You have the power to make it happen. We have the power to make our life what we want it to be. Do you have the guts and the courage to make that happen? Or are you going to be a spectator on your own life? That may be a little harsh. I'm not meaning to be hard. It's coming from a place of love. I hope you understand that. But I'm not here to polish your trophies. That's somebody else's job. And at the end of the day, I don't need someone polishing my trophies. I need someone challenging me so that I get better. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to rattle your cage. I'm here to throw stuff in front of you that you can look and pick up. Why? Because I think, you know what? We need to be challenged. You want to grow, you need to be challenged. You're always stepping out of your comfort zone, being comfortable, being uncomfortable. What is the growth fuel you're using? This is Tony Robbins. The higher your energy level, the more efficient your body. The more efficient your body, the better you will feel and the more you will use your talent to produce outstanding results. The higher your energy level. Wonder what happens when you use really, really good fuel. Does that produce high energy or low energy? Does that produce something inside you that helps you go forward and really, really motivates you and inspires you? Or is that real high level of energy? Is that good for your body? Not good for your body. Is that good for your mind? Not good for your mind. I read something that said, I am worthy of doing things that fuel my soul. And that was powerful. I resonated with that. I am worthy of doing things that fuel my soul. As I thought about that, though, that's absolutely correct. I'm worthy of doing things that fuel my soul. I was ruminating with that and meditating with that and thinking about that particular statement, and something else occurred to me. And with this, we got to go to another quick break. Something occurred to me. I modified it, that statement, a little bit. I am worthy of doing things that fuel my soul. I modified it. I am worthy of being, and that fuels my soul. I am worthy of being, and that fuels my soul. Papa says we have infinite value for no other reason than we are. I am worthy of being, and that fuels my soul. What are you using as growth fuel? What are you putting in to help move yourself forward? If you're not putting in good fuel, you're going to get crap out. And you can't be shocked that that's happening that way. And I pray that that makes sense to you. I'm here to challenge you. I want the best for you. I really do. I'm in a phase in 2023. I'm out to rattle chains. I'm not here to tickle your ears and say the things that you want to hear. There's other people that do that. That's great. And that's fine. If that's what you need, that's perfect. I'm not that. I'm a no BS type human. I'm going to throw it out there and challenge you. And if you like that, great. You're part of my tribe. And if you don't like that, that's great too. Maybe you're not part of the tribe. Maybe you need someone to rattle your chain to get yourself moving. Maybe you need that challenge. Maybe you need somebody to kick your butt. I'm that guy. Quick shout outs again. Kat Schwarz is the owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. If you email info@compassionatehealingservices.com and mention the long bearded guy, you'll receive 20% off one of her services. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, which is spiritual private investigation services. Kat will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you with a loved one who's crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in your life. Email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Incredible lady. Reach out to her. And my brother, Jose Escobar, again, get his book, Winning the Day. You can get it on Amazon. Great, great book. Check out, he's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf, but check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com, theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And that Connected Leaders Academy is an amazing, if you're a successful entrepreneur and your ego will fit in a room, because that causes some challenges if it doesn't. But if you're if you've got a history of success as an entrepreneur, you want to be part of that Connected Leaders Academy. It's growing all over the world. Incredible, incredible, incredible group. And it'll stretch you. Mastermind group. You want to do that. So as we go to break, again, do not forget to pause and breathe. Connect and hold on to yourself. Think about those quotes in terms of, I hope you wrote them down. I hope you did. I pray you did. And review them and meditate with them and think about them, pray about them, ruminate with those things. Why? Because it's going to help you move. It's going to help give you some growth fuel. We're going to go to break. You're with, just a real quick one, you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with. Thank you for still being here. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. If you haven't been told yet today, I love you. Big hugs. You have infinite worth and value. You're needed, and the world is better with you in it today. Thank you for being here. We're talking about what is your growth fuel, and I'm the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We want to talk. So we've talked about what does it matter? What does it matter what we put in as fuel, as growth fuel? What does it matter? We've talked some quotes of inspiration. I want to talk just real quick, because the next question you're going to ask is, Gord, how do I facilitate that? How do I get that to work? What do I have to do practically? I was talking about this just yesterday with somebody, and it was like, you know what? People say, hey, go do self-care. Hey, go get better growth fuel. And if I left it there without giving you the how or some ideas to facilitate that for yourself, probably doing you a disservice. So I want to give you a couple of quick things that will help you. How do you facilitate personal growth? What can you do to facilitate that? I want to give you a couple of things really quick here. Reading will do that. Reading good stuff, right? Most of these are personal development. Prince Harry's book. I don't usually read stuff like that, but an autobiography that I'm going to learn something from, it's going to be edifying. I will read that. And I read 5 to 7 books a month, every month for more than 30 years. I've done that. But and if you're not a big reader, you want to listen to it, great. Listen to it. I like to have the physical so that I can read it and underline and write in the margins and whatever, highlight so that I remember. But if you want to listen to an Audible, listen to an Audible. You want to read it on your Kindle, do that. If you're going to do that, though, I would have a journal right there to be able to write stuff that sticks out at you. Read. Therapy if you need it. If there's no shame in that. There should be no embarrassment. There should be no judgment. People call it stigma. That's a bullshit misnomer. Stigma is a sanitized, civilized word so that we don't have to admit what we're doing, which is just being judgmental. Excuse me, anywhere you see the word stigma, just pull it out and put the word judgment in. Way more accurate, way more honest. If you need therapy, that's good. I know people that I have a buddy that when I first sort of got onto that concept, he was telling me he was going to therapy. And I'm like, you don't strike me as messed up at all. Like, what's that? He said, no. I'm fine. But he said, I do that because it's like getting a coach. I don't trust a coach that doesn't have a coach. I've got 3 coaches. Why? Because I still have blind spots. I'm still growing. Yes, I coach. And yep, I'm a high performance coach. And yes, I've got a ridiculous level clients, but I still have challenges. I'm a human being, and I'm still, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know, which is a weird dichotomy. But anyway, the more I learn, I don't go, wow, look how much I learned. Look how much I know. It's not like that. As I learn, I go, no, I need more. And so therapy will help with that. If you need that, get it. Go do it. Find somebody that you trust and do it. Listening to podcasts like this one, listening to podcasts like the other ones on all the other hosts on Inspired Choices Network. Plug into that. It's a free app. It's a free information. It's free. It doesn't cost anything to listen to it. Avail yourself of that. It doesn't cost anything except your time to listen, and the time's going anyway. What are you filling your mind with while you're doing other things? You're out for a jog. You're at the gym. You can listen to music. You can listen to whatever, whenever. Put good stuff in. Listen to stuff that's going to edify you and make you and stretch you. Taking courses. When was the last time you poured any money into yourself? In investing in you. That's the very, very best investment you can make, is in yourself, in you. We invest in all this other stuff, and a lot of times it's crap we never get a return from. Investing in you will always, always give you the best return. Getting a coach. If you don't have a coach, you need a coach. I'm telling you right now, if you want to grow, you need a coach, mentors. You need somebody that will hold you accountable and somebody that will help you find the answers that are already inside you. The answers are already there. Why? Because Pop is inside you. So the answers are already here. But a lot of times a really good coach is leading you and bringing you along for you to be able to find. They're asking questions a certain way to lead you to find the answers within yourself, because that's where they are. Get a coach. If you don't have a coach, get a coach. You don't understand why you'd want a coach, talk to a pro athlete. Talk to a semi-pro athlete. Why do they have coaches? Not just one, multiples. Multiples, a half a dozen at least on a professional team. Find out why they do that. Journaling. I keep coming back to it over and over and over and over and over. I don't like journaling. Oh, I can't get it. You know what? crap. Stop. I don't like to. That's great. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's going to help. I'm telling you, it will help. And don't just take my word for it. All of the big thought leaders, all the great, they all admonish people. They try and get people to journal. Why? Because it makes such a huge impact. It's such a great way to let it out. It's such a great way to think through stuff and to process things for yourself without having to pee in anybody else's brain, right? We vent outside of ourselves. Well, that's not helpful to the person where they may or may not be able to deal with that. And now they're carrying your baggage with their own baggage because they don't know how to offload it, but they're trying to be nice to you and help you out by listening. Journal it out. Read about the area you want change and how to do that. Read about the area you want to change. Create a morning and evening routine. Ding, 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 ding. Reach out to Jose. Morning and evening routine. Why? Because that will help. Read the book and plug into his course. Those things help. Why? Because it brings you into a space. If you have a journal, I know he's got a 90-day action plan, battle plan, which is a journal that's got a lot of that stuff in it. It's on Amazon. Find it. Buy it. At least use the tools. They're inexpensive tools that can keep us going and help us generate our growth fuel. Accountability partner. Find one. Use one. If it's a coach, great. If it's a therapist, great. If it's a buddy that will hold you accountable, great. Find somebody to hold you accountable. Why? Because when we hold our feet to the fire, we get better. It's not about micromanaging. It's not about being... People go, oh, I don't want to be micromanaged. I don't want to have to be accountable to anybody. That's hard. Yes, it's hard. Why? Because good things don't come from just being mediocre. That's a recipe for failure in your life. It really is. Find somebody that will hold you accountable. And if you can't find somebody that'll do that, and I am a big proponent of having a coach to do that. People go, oh, it's expensive. Really? Education is expensive. Try stupidity. Try ignorance. Find out how expensive that is. Because that's way more expensive than any investment you make in yourself. I'll stop and take a breath. All right. So I want to just touch again, we need to take a quick break, but I want to touch real quick. So the part of the last segment here, I want to talk about having a personal development plan, right? What I need to develop it. I need to develop a plan. How do I do that? I'm going to give you a couple of these things, then we're going to take a quick break. Ask some questions. And again, write these down, please, for the love of Papa, write these down because you're not going to remember. These are very, very, very key questions. When you're trying to figure out what your personal development plan is going to be, the first one is, what's not working for me right now? What in my life is not working the way I want it to? Where am I not where I want to be in my life? That's the first question. What's not working for me right this minute? The second question is, what do I want to create instead? What's not working? Why is it not working? What about it's not working? And then what do I want to create instead? Because you can create that. We have the power to do it. We just abdicate that power most of the time. Embrace that. Hold on to that power. Don't let that power go. What do I want to create instead? The third one is, what will it take for me to manifest that life? What do I have to give? We talked last week about paying for success up front. What do I have to pay? And a lot of times it's not dollars and cents. It may be, but it's not limited to. It could be time. It could be effort. It could be sacrifice. It could be lots of different things. What will it take for us to get to that to manifest that, whatever it is I want in my life? What will it take to get there? What kind of coach or help do I need? And where will I find that? What kind of a coach or help do I need and where will I find it? And if you're not sure, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I'll help you find whether it's me or somebody else. I can help. I do one-on-one coaching. I do group coaching. I do paid speaking engagements. But if you want to plug in, I'm about to have a course go out, an offering in the next probably 10 days. Well, I'm starting a group. The first 25 people that say, yes, I want in are in. And that's going to be a tremendous 4-month group. But maybe that's the kind of coach or help you need. Why? Because it gets the process started. It gets that your foot in the door. It gets you moving in the momentum of that direction. Can I change my whole life today? No, but I can change the direction of my life by plugging into things and making commitments, not just kind of like commitments to changing my life. We're gonna take a quick break. So I've got some other things quickly to finish, but I want to make sure we're respectful of time. So if you need something, reach out. That's what I'm here for. I'm a resource. I will help you. I can help you. My avatar is entrepreneurial men. I can help you, but I can help men. I can help women. But my avatar, what my passion and what I'm so, my purpose is entrepreneurial men. As a suicide survivor, I want to make sure men understand. I'm the king of EQ. If you don't know what that is, reach out and ask. I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. Why? Because we need that. We need to plug into that part of ourselves. We haven't. And toxic masculinity is thrown around a lot. I think it's probably overused, but trying to get out of that space, I want to be a man. But I need to be a man that has some sensitive to me. I need to be man with my and still be in touch with my feminine energy. Why? Because I need to have that emotional quotient. People say they don't care what you know until they know how much you care. Care is EQ. Care is the emotional quotient. And a lot of times your emotional quotient is way more important than your IQ, your intelligence quotient. Again, because people want to know how much you care, right? They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Lead with love, no judgment. That's where I'm at. If you need to plug into that, you want to plug into that, that resonates with you. I've got opportunities for one-on-one coaching, group coaching, paid speaking engagement, whatever it is you need. And if you love this message and really, really resonate with this, please reach out. There's sponsorship opportunities that can help me expand my reach, to help me expand my engagement. I will absolutely get to 10 million men in the next 24 months. And that's not the target. That's the jump point. We're going to go way past that. But I want other people to come along for that ride. I need other people to help go for that ride. If this resonates, please reach out. The longbeardedguy@gmail.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. You can do that at any time, day or night, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. As we're gonna talk when we come back a little more about the plan, developing a plan to be able to get good growth fuel is what we're talking about. What are you using as growth fuel? That's what we're talking about today. We're gonna be right back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy. I get all excited. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the Long-Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show today. it some of this revolves around our legacy, right? We've talked about that before. Legacy, we think of it as an end of life thing. It's not. Our legacy is what we pour into people every day. So what we're using as growth fuel, some of that could be some other people pouring into us. They're putting their legacy into us. The last thing as far as developing a plan I want to touch with real quick is setting our life's purpose and our vision. Excuse me. And then reverse engineering that, what our definite major purpose is, and then our goals from there. Reverse engineering it. What's our vision? We've talked about this before. Go back into my episodes. Listen to those ones. You'll understand very quickly. We talked about legacy. Setting your life's purpose your vision and your life's purpose, they're kind of the same. And then reverse engineer that into your definite major purpose, which you're going to use to get to your vision. And then you figure out what your goals are easy, because those are the many steps to get to. That is the call to action this week. I want you to sit down and develop a plan. Ask yourself those questions. I hope you wrote them down, because you need to be able to put them out, right? Answer all those questions and then develop a plan for yourself that will help you get positive growth fuel. I hope that makes sense. I love doing this. I hope you can feel my passion in this. I badly, badly, badly want to give as many people the tools they need, and especially entrepreneurial men, to get to what the next steps are they want for their own life, what they're going to create for their own life. I'm trying to help give you some of those bits and pieces. If you need help with it, like I said, reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I can help you, whether it's something I can help you with, maybe it's something that you need from somebody else, but I can lead you and direct you. What you want to know, what to read? What are good things to read, Gord? I've read more than 2,500 business books, personal development books in the last 30 plus years. I might have an idea or two what I can give you, some, at least you get started. I thank you so much. Come next week, Friday the 27th, same time, same wonderful place, Inspired Choices Network. We're going to talk about FAP, First After Papa, FAP, First After Papa. It's going to be a good one. I don't want to give away what that's about, but that's going to be a very, very impactful one. And that's going to be hard. Some people are not going to understand that. Some people are going to push back on that in a big, big way. They're a little bit controversial. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, rattling the chain. I'm trying to rattle people's cage, challenge what they believe. Why? Because that's the only way we understand what we're believing. Why do we believe what we believe? I want to challenge it. So FAP, First After Papa, is our topic next week. You want to pump in for that. And Frank said, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Oh. Anne Frank, how wonderful is it that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world? Wow. Means you can do it right now. Means you have the power right now to change. When you hear me say, make it another great day, I'm trying to empower you. You have the power to make the rest of your day whatever you want it to be. Do you have the intestinal fortitude and the guts and the courage to do that? To grab a hold of that and say, you know what? I'm going to make it what I want it to be. I'm going to execute and do the things I need to do for me to get to the next steps of where I want to be, who I want to become. I'm willing to sacrifice today who I am and who I think I am and what I've achieved to this point so that I can become who I'm supposed to be tomorrow. I challenge you. That takes guts. It takes courage. But you have it in you. I believe in you. Make it another great week. I know you can. I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. And we'll see you next week. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I love you.
Thank you for tuning into the Long-Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, power, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs. Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!